CER stands for the Certified Emission Reductions. They come from the registered CDM project activity. Once the project is registered, CERs, they are issued by the CDM Executive Board as defined by the Kyoto Protocol. The CERs can be used by the developed countries which have to reduce their emissions as stated in the Kyoto Protocol.
Each ton of greenhouse gas not emitted in the atmosphere thanks to a CDM project equals to one certified emission reduction, or a CER. These are commonly called carbon credits, but in fact are specific to the CDM in that they can only be generated from a registered CDM project and, of course, issued by the CDM Executive Board, which is the regulating body overseeing the CDM. CERs can be sold for profit or used by countries for compliance with their targets under the Kyoto Protocol. Now, VERs are very different units. VER, to begin with, stands for Verified Emission Reduction. And these, as opposed to CERs, can be generated by projects implemented in countries which did not ratify Kyoto or projects which fall outside the scope of the CDM. However, these units can only be traded on the voluntary market. They will be used by entities, may them be individual or companies, who want to reduce their carbon footprint voluntarily. Consequently, unlike CERs, VERs cannot be used by Kyoto parties to achieve their compliance objectives, as they are not issued from a regulated mechanism, that means the CDM.